Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Williamsville.
No, it'd be a little weird. We've been there before.
We have not. It's not where you think.
Okay, different one.
This is a different Williamsville. It's in Atala County.
They do need a Strange Brew in Williamsville, though.
Is that Williamsville or Williamsburg?
It's Williamsville.
Williamsville, okay.
Williamsburg is in Virginia.
Well, there's also Williamsburg in Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
So, as you probably could have guessed.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything in Mississippi.
You're right. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee for each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're enjoying a fantastic Labor Day, I hope beef was the star of the show. And tomorrow night, if you're looking for a great, easy, quick weeknight meal, beef can be there for you as well. It's easy to cook, it's delicious, it's nutritious, and it goes in any recipe. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council.
Shortly after this, I will be having a prime rib. So,
you just the most special guy.
Well, you just ate pork.
Well, I can't go to McDonald's anymore. They don't sell Coke Zero. So I can only go to McDonald's if I have a Coke Zero available.
You couldn't go to McDonald's.
Well, it's an easy, quick meal.
There's a ton of easy, quick meals at Starkville.
I tell you, the nutritional value of a McDonald's meal is no different than Burger King or anything else.
Yeah, I know. They're all terrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So when I want something quick, well, you got to sacrifice sometimes. You go quick.
Oh, you're making such a sacrifice going to get fast food and putting that crap in your body. What a sacrifice.
You know, one of us sitting in this table has lost 100 pounds. The other one.
If I lost 100 pounds, I would be on the verge of death.
You were when you had the diverticulitis.
I didn't lose that, though. Well, I needed to gain weight. I weighed 155 pounds, and I was a skeleton.
Why don't you go run your ass around the block a couple times?
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
For dinner.
Brian's getting testy over here.
Started that.
All because I said, you shouldn't go to McDonald's.
I didn't go to McDonald's.
I'm glad. Thank you. I appreciate that. You went to Hardee's.
I did. College Corner. CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. First home game of the weekend. If you're coming up from the Jackson area, stop by College Corner and pick up a brand new polo with the state script or the interlocking logo. If you need a new black polo, they have those in stock as well. Two locations, they're original by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. This is a great week to grab lunch at Restaurant Tyler. A lot of downtown renovations going around. Maybe some, you know, it's tough to find a parking spot sometimes. Don't let that deter you. Get downtown and enjoy fantastic food this week at Restaurant Tyler. The Blue Plate Special, the best in town. It's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank so you can have a relationship with a banker, someone who knows you the same way they know your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We have just returned from Mississippi State's campus, where we were talking to Jeff Lebby and a number of players today as they get prepared for the second game of the season against the Arizona State Sun Devils. I got to say, first off, Lebby, a new personal record, a 16-minute press conference.
It was a long press conference.
I mean, he went into depth. He went into depth in some topics.
And I feel like we had like a few more questions too. Like, this is the first time I think Brandon has had to cut it short.
Yes, that's the first time he's like, we have a few. Yeah, you're not wrong on that. So from that angle, I thought that Lebby was my daughter just had to pick something up here.
Brian was blowing a kiss actually to Sebastian.
He's not working. It's Labor Day. You and I are the only two Super Talk employees working in Starkville.
We're laboring.
The number of Super Talk people working today is me, you, Borky. The end.
Rhino is not. So is Borky like running the show or
what show?
Well, I guess he already produces.
He already produces our show. Yes. Yeah, he produces and hosts the same time.
Rhino just does yours.
Well, Rhino does Gerard, but Gerard does a best of one because he's off today. So it's just three super. I mean, if there was an emergency, Houston would be called into action, but that's it.
I haven't even eaten lunch yet.
You should have. You got prime rib. You got prime rib. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, let's talk about Lebby. Obviously, I thought, you know, he talked about the changeover from happy locker room to preparation for Arizona State. I thought that was interesting. A lot of praise for his defensive line. Will Whitson today named SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week. That needs to be clarified, apparently. Defensive Lineman of the Week. He mentioned DJ Reed in his press conference, gave him a lot of kudos. That's mm-hmm. a guy we talked about on Monday's podcast, a guy that we had very little expectation for coming into the game, and then he ends up becoming a player that caught our eye on several occasions. But for me, the thing that stood out the most, and we'll call this the sign this week, brought to you by our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, we've talked about it so many times, I want to bring it back up to your attention. If you are a business owner, you already spend money every month on printing. That's just part of the game. Whether it's mail-outs, whether it's signage, whatever it is, that money is part of your budget. What if part of that budget could go directly, you know, a part of that could go directly to the Bulldog Initiative? That's what happens when you work with our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. Over 30 years of experience working with businesses just like yours, helping you get your message out, helping bring customers in and keep them coming in through the power of printing. 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative. I did clarify that with our friend Cam. He said that it is still the Bulldog Initiative. That's where those donations will go. That's what he and Zach Selman and Charlie Winfield have determined. So give them a call today at 601-499-5216 to set up an account with Pip Printing and Signs. Get the best printing and help Mississippi State Athletics. When you need printing, call Pip today. We Mississippi State fans have spent the entire offseason talking about the little things, right? Uniforms, lighting, stadium upgrade, little things, right? I feel like Jeff Lebby kind of turned that around today and is like, okay, Mississippi State has done what it can to take care of its little things. Now it's time for the fans to take care of the little things and show up to this game. Now, I want to be clear, because I've said this before. I'm not preaching at you. I'm not telling you got to be there. I'm not saying you're less of a Bulldog if you can't make it to the game. But Jeff Lebby wants a big crowd. The players want a big crowd. Jeff Lebby said his expectation is to have a great atmosphere at Davis-Wade Stadium Saturday night.
Go dove hunting in the morning, and then you can make your way.
You can absolutely do it.
That's always one
the
of
big the big one. Yeah.
Dove hunting.
Yeah.
Go do it in the morning.
Nobody's dove hunting at 6:30 at night.
Yeah. You're right. It's hard to tell these people that have to book a hotel and all that stuff. But if you have the means to come, like if you're on the fence or whatever, get there and be a part of it. That the atmosphere is going to be exciting. We talked last year about giving fans something to experience because the experience of Mississippi State football games had just become really stale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done that. They went and spent $9 million to make your experience better. So they listened to you. Now it's time for the fans to be a part of that. And the team gave you something now to want to come see. I thought that the play, especially in the second half against Southern Miss, it should be enough to say, all right, I'll see what they got this week. And you got a top 15 team coming in. I mean, the schedule this year, the games that you're going to be able to see at Davis-Wade are crazy. You're going to be able to see a playoff team in Arizona State who has the opportunity. I hadn't seen has the poll come out?
I think they're holding that out because there's another game today.
So that could be a top 10 team. I don't know, but they're going to be on the verge of it. Plus, you got Georgia, Tennessee, Texas. Ole Miss.
You're a journalist, right? Jay. I want to read you this. This is the lead from this article because I was trying to get the poll, right? AP Top 25 poll preview. Defending national champion Buckeyes are poised to return number one. That's the headline. By Eric Olson.
Yes, I've worked with Eric before.
Very good. As pro wrestling great and noted philosopher Ric Flair famously said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Defending national champion Ohio State is still the man in college football.
That's excellent.
We love you, Eric.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm writing with AP again this year. I've been writing with them for like 10 years.
So, yeah, the poll is not out yet, though, because there's still a game tonight. There's North Carolina TCU tonight.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point was there's some great teams that are coming to Davis Wade. Almost, you know, every home game is going to be exciting outside of maybe Alcorn State, and we'll see what happens with Northern Illinois. But it's going to be a really exciting schedule when it starts this week. This is such a monumental game for Mississippi State, it feels like. You know, the games will only get tougher, but for right now, coming into this ball game, this is the biggest game of the Jeff Lebby era because it's a game that you have an opportunity here to take that next step, get that marquee win, and the fans can play their part in it. We have not seen, like, a hard sellout at Davis-Wade Stadium
7 years
since probably the Joe Moorhead
Florida game
versus Dan Mullen
game.
And that was the last one. We haven't seen anything close to that.
Right.
Mike Leach had a couple of nicely attended games. And the last 2 years, there just have not been good crowds for very good reason. This is a chance to put together your first big, like, atmosphere that you've had at Davis-Wade in a long time. And I think it has a chance to be a special atmosphere with all of the things that they've added to this. So, you know, the fans have a chance to do their part here and make it an atmosphere that could really shift the ball game. Playing on the road is incredibly difficult. You know, we talk about that. You know, it's like my dad always told us when he was coaching us, like, you can give the other team, like, two touchdowns. The home team, when you go on the road, when we were coming up, like, when you go on the road, it's going to be difficult. You know, we're going to have to be playing from behind when we get off the bus. And so that's what Arizona State's going to have this weekend. It's what they had last year from a home field advantage standpoint. State was playing from behind when they got off the bus. And then Arizona State took the lead, and you're just constantly turning up
the whole time, yeah.
State could set the tone in this game. Arizona State playing in an atmosphere that's not super common for them, and playing inside of an SEC environment, State has a chance to really get a lift in this game with that.
I feel like Lebby, just my personal opinion was, this is what, you know, after there were two wins last year, right? The UMass, after that, like, he didn't have any kind of confidence, right? Because why would you? You know, you're at that point in the season, they were, what, 2-7? They've beaten up two nobodies. He kind of knew where the season was going to go.
Yeah.
After the Eastern Kentucky game last year, I don't think he was super. Yeah, I think he still realized that there was a long season ahead of him. This is the first time we've talked to Lebby, and I got the impression that he was as pleased as a head coach can be in most of the things that his teams did. He liked where the way his defense played, especially his defensive line. He liked the way his offense played. He liked what some of the things that Chapin did. Obviously, the interception's a problem. But I think, by and large, this was – I don't know if happiest is the right word I would use here, but he was as pleased as he could be after a press conference for the first time since we've had him here in Starkville.
I think the main thing was just the little stuff where they're just shooting themselves in the foot. They were not happy about how they executed in that way, and specifically the offensive line. And, you know, I asked him about the offensive line because you it's one thing to talk about it in the moment, like after the game when we talked about it,
right?
He was not happy with the penalties at that point. But whenever you get a chance to watch the film, you can really start to dig into that and see where your mishaps were. And there were some things he liked, and you could tell he was still not super happy with the offensive line. But I think a lot of it had to do with the execution piece of it, and not so much like, hey, we're going to have to work some things out with the guys up front. Like, we don't feel good about the players that we have. Some players are going to have to step up, this and that. I think most of it was we liked what we had in the second half, because I asked him about that when they had Albert Reese and Jimothy Lewis. They really liked that group. It was just making sure that those guys translate what they did wrong and make it better whenever they go into the game Saturday. And he said, you know, there's some things in play that we just need to clean up. The stuff that's happening pre-snap, we got to eliminate that 100%. We can't have that happen. And that's inexcusable. Like the lining up, you know, off the line of
Yeah,
scrimmage, like
alignment penalties, pre-snap penalties, those are, you
they
got
were
to, you
driven
can't.
insane by that. And that's an offensive line guy. People forget Jeff Lebby is an offensive lineman at heart. And there's two of them in that room now, and neither one of those are going to accept that. So Jimothy Lewis had those issues. You know, Blake Steen had those issues a little bit. They've got to be a lot better there on Saturday. You can't have those penalties on Saturday. That wiped out so many big opportunities for State. Scored a touchdown on one of those plays where they're misaligned. And that's, you know, you're lining up like it's like a foot or a few inches. It didn't affect the play, but it's
That
wrong. You can't
State
do
had
it.
so many penalties that did not affect. I think back to the holding penalty on the Brennan Thompson touchdown.
Yeah.
Not
And
unnecessary.
Jordan
Very
Mosley had a holding penalty that just hit me.
unnecessary.
The holding penalty on Cam Ball. Kamara Taylor was getting in the end zone. They had two touchdowns wiped out on penalties that didn't really affect the
What
play.
are we saying about this game? If State, you know, was it 34-17? What if it's 51-17? We're
Oh,
talking totally different.
and that was in the first half. So that first penalty where I forget if it was Fluff or yeah, Fluff scored. That penalty would have made it 14-3. And then, you know,
That's a
who
different.
knows what it looks like after that, but the one before halftime, it's 20-10 at the half if you score on that. You just can't have those plays happen. Last year, you know, Sadu Traore throwing the ball in the stands cost Mississippi State a touchdown. I don't remember if they scored on that drive, but those are plays that they can't happen. And State's got to play a lot cleaner and eliminate their own mistakes because you're putting yourself behind the eight ball whenever you're doing that.
From an injury standpoint, we asked about, I don't think we asked about Blake Steen, but we did ask about Luke Work. They expect him back this week. Jet Jefferson, they said, it sounded more iffy. It sounded more iffy.
It did. I was a little concerned with how, you know, he kind of let that go on Saturday, didn't really mention much about it. But it sounded, you know, Kelly Jones started talking about, you know, they're hoping to get him back soon. So I don't think that's going to be a long-term issue.
And
I
then,
think we're going to have Blake Steen probably not going to be long-term either. And maybe I have a different opinion than other people on Blake Steen. I'm not just throwing him away here.
no,
Like
he's
they're.
still going to contribute. He'll get better throughout the season. I
Yeah.
believe that.
Yeah. So, and we have the depth charts out, same depth chart. No
And
need
the
to
other
go over
name
that.
from Saturday that people were asking about was Jamil Burrows, defensive lineman who didn't even travel with the team, from what we can tell. Lebby said that they have practice tomorrow, and that's going to be a pretty physical practice, and they're going to see how he does, and if he can go, he'll go, and if not, it might be another week with him as well. That's disappointing because that's a guy, you know, after all the personal stuff and the off the field stuff he's been having, that he's ready to get back on the field. So hopefully that can happen for him this week. He would be a big contributor for Mississippi
According
State.
to Davon Booth, Tuesday, I guess, is their toughness day. That's when they're popping. But yeah, that's basically what Jeff Lebby said is they test them essentially on Tuesday to see how they react and they go from there. So they won't even know today. I think today they did practice probably fairly light for the most part, but I saw him practicing out there whenever I was walking in the SEAL complex. This is you know, the day where they watch film, all that junk. But on Tuesday is when they're really going to start
They start
getting
working.
physical again. And so we'll see. I expect Luke Work to play unless he has a setback this week. I was told last week that was just kind of precautionary. He was wearing a boot at the game, but nothing serious with him. Blake Steen, I figure, is probably going to be okay too. And other than that, I didn't see anybody else. Jamil Burrows, is obviously a guy you want to get on the field too, and it sounds like he should be available as well.
Should be.
Rasheem Thomas, it didn't really sound like he was asked about that by Paul, and he didn't really have like an answer, did he, on
He
his.
said, like, we're just going to need every guy. It's a long season. So I guess he just didn't expect, just didn't have much from him in that game.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play. He didn't travel, I don't think.
So
I don't think Burroughs traveled either.
I don't know.
So I don't know if that was a Those other guys traveled and they were hurt.
Yeah.
So it sounds like more like a suspension maybe, but
Could
we
be.
don't have any
But I
confirmation
so it
on.
could be the kind of injury they're like, look, we don't want to make you sit on a bus for 3 hours
It could be.
and
Yeah, I don't want to paint them,
yeah,
but I'm just throwing out a
no,
possibility.
you're absolutely correct to do so. Yeah.
It
Because
happens all the time in the first game. You don't see a guy, they
Yeah.
were suspended.
Yeah. So I'm not yeah, if he's out this week, we'll start worrying. Well, if he misses this week, it's probably not a suspension. It's probably actually an injury. So
Yeah.
that's how we'll look at things. Anything else stand out to you from Lebby or even from the players we got to speak to?
I kind of like the fact that Lebby is like, he's not just sitting here, waving a banner because they went 1-0.
Right.
Like, he was even asked a couple of times about Will Whitson, and basically was like, yeah, there's Will was good, but he's got to be better.
Our best players have to play better, he said.
Yeah, he said, Will's looking back, and there was a chance for a couple other sacks for him. So I like that he's yearning for more here, and he sees kind of the long term for Mississippi State, and they can't afford to just celebrate the fact that they won a game against someone they should beat. That they've got to get better because the schedule is going to be absolutely horrific, in SEC play. So I just like the way that he handled himself. I think he's getting a little more comfortable getting up there and talking to us and answering things in a little more, candid way. It's still fairly coach speak and all that, but for the most part, he comes across as a guy that's pretty genuine in what he talks about and what he liked and what he didn't like from the game. And they realized there was a lot of things they didn't do well against Southern Miss.
Yeah, there's a lot to clean up from that
That
game.
I come away from that game and I'm counting all these things that Mississippi State didn't do well. They didn't block extremely well in the first half. They
Right.
did, they had all these issues on the offensive line in terms of the penalties and things like that. You have holding penalties, wiping out big plays. You come away from that and you start adding that up. And it never felt like it was like that for Southern Miss.
Right.
Southern Miss was just overmatched.
Correct.
Mississippi State was in full control of this ball game for most of the game. This could have been a 4 or 5 touchdown win on the road,
Yeah.
which, like I said, you go on the road. I can't expect a team to go on the road and beat somebody 50 to
When
nothing.
if you are a 14-point favorite, which is what State was, and you go on the road and cover that, you did good.
Yeah.
You did good.
I thought, a very productive weekend for Mississippi State, and it could have been significantly better than it was. So I like where they're at heading into this game, but they've just got to be playing a much cleaner brand of football on Saturday. If they play like that against Arizona State, they will lose.
Yes.
And Arizona State's a 6.5 point favorite, by the way. So
That's come down. It opened at 7.
it could be a different sports book or something. I
That's
don't
fair too.
know, but that's what I just saw on Twitter.
Okay.
So yeah, it's got to be cleaner for Mississippi State this week.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah. The penalties and the mistakes that State made against Southern Mississippi that did not come back to haunt them will come back to haunt them against a team like Arizona State. There's no getting around that fact. So we'll talk a lot more about that matchup in the coming days as we get closer and closer to kickoff. Let's move into the rest of the show and our SEC picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the older brother, two of Robbie and I's favorite places to go. You can always find us there, and we hope to find you there. This is a great weekend to go to Two Brothers, enjoy some great food. Watch some college football before you head to Davis Wade Stadium on Saturday. Of course, if you're going to be in Starkville anytime around mealtime, I make it easy on you. Just go to the Cotton District, get out of your car, and make a pick. Do you want to go to Two Brothers or do I want to go to the older brother? You'll win with either choice. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Fifty, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new laptops, or computers. And then if you need service after the sale, that's when they really shine for you. Because you know how it is when you buy a computer and you make a phone call and it's somebody on a half a world away and they're telling you, well, we can be out there maybe in a week to fix it, or you got to do this, that, or the other. It's a pain that you don't need to experience because you can just deal with Advantage Business Systems. Call a 601 number and talk to somebody here in the state of Mississippi who can fix your problems a lot of times the same day. Why make it hard on yourself? work with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. I had to take a breath there. I was working through that read. I don't know what was going on there. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, before you head to the game, you've got to go to Maroon & Co. Everybody's looking for MSU gear. Why go anywhere else than the place that has the biggest and best selection of it? It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Everything with the logos that you want, everything you're looking for the house, the car, the tailgate. If it's Mississippi State, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to take 15% off the regular price, and that includes on the new branded bill interlocking Mississippi State hats that everybody's looking for. They've got them at Maroon & Co. Before you go to Davis-Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, before you get to Davis-Wade, you know, you want to get done quick. Want to make it easy on yourself. Everything you need for the job is available at Scruggs Farm Lawn & Garden in Saltillo. Great specials right now on John Deere compact tractors, Gators, and, of course, the commercial mowers. But if you're not looking for a commercial mower, you might be somebody like me who's got a small yard. I don't have a big yard like old Robbie Falk over there. Big money back over there.
Count yourself lucky.
But if you're just looking for something simple, a simple push mower, they've got those as well for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn & Garden. If you're working in the garden, if you're cooking out, if you got home repair projects that have to be done, it's all right there for you. Everything you need at one stop. In Saltillo at Scruggs Farm Lawn & Garden, they have what you want for less. All right, Robbie and I didn't differ on any games last week. We'll see if this week does, but this is a... We're just going to have to be honest with ourselves,
I'm surprised,
Robbie.
I'm surprised we didn't, because it was actually a...
There were some opportunities.
Chances there.
Like, I really thought
you and I were just on the same
maybe
way.
Clemson, LSU, maybe four, or maybe Ohio State, Texas, but it didn't happen.
We were wrong on a few.
We were. All right. Let's just get into it here. San Jose State at Texas. Not, but a little easier task for Arch Manning this week.
He'll have 400 yards passing.
These are some gross games this week. Utah State at A&M. We'll take A&M. Austin Peay at Georgia. Chris Parson at Austin Peay led them to a big upset last weekend.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Had two touchdowns.
He did. East Tennessee State at Tennessee. That's an easy win for the Vols. We'll skip that one. Arkansas State at Arkansas in Little Rock. This is the first time these two schools have ever played each other. Richard Cross on the call for ESPN Plus on this one.
Cool.
South Carolina State at South Carolina. No problem for the Gamecocks. Louisiana Tech at LSU, no issues for the Tigers. Ball State at Auburn. I was impressed with Auburn, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 18 years ago, UL Monroe went to Alabama and pulled off a massive upset.
We're not that lucky.
They're 8 pounds, 6 ounce, baby Jesus. I mean, if that happens, well, I mean, at that point, he's getting fired on the next day.
They probably would just go ahead and fire him.
Yeah, I think that's
right. I disagree with you that they're going to fire him, but I think if he loses to Monroe.
Then you have to, yeah.
If Monroe takes him down.
Please. All right, so these are the games we're going to talk about here. Let's start 2:30 kick on ABC. The Ole Miss Rebels go to Kentucky. Of course, we all know what happened when these two teams played each other last year. I thought that Ole Miss, for a team that got off to a slow start to win 63-7, was pretty impressive. Hey, I don't care who you're playing. But Austin Simmons, a couple of interceptions, and I think he had another one dropped. That's a little concerning. Their offensive line, from what I've read, from what I've seen from Michael Borky, was a little concerning. But Kentucky, only 24 points on Toledo. Now, look, I know scoring 24 points on Toledo is tough. All right, they're a good team.
We've seen that movie.
I think Kentucky makes it interesting for a little while, but Ole Miss pulls away from here. I'll take the Rebels.
Yeah, I just don't think.
Can't bring yourself, yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't think Kentucky was any good last year either, and that happened.
Yeah.
So I think Ole Miss is – that to me was all on Ole Miss, just overlooking Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen this year. They're coming into this game.
They will be focused, yes.
Yeah, so right. I just don't. I think they'll take care of business.
Return of the Border War, Kansas at Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. I was very impressed with Bo Pribula. Looked really good when he took over.
He looked solid.
Kansas is actually 2-0 on the season. They played a week zero game. Good old-fashioned rivalry game between two fan bases that absolutely despise each other. You got my attention. I'll go with the Tigers here. I'll take the home team.
Yeah, I will too. Okay. I actually was really impressed with Missouri. I know they were playing nobody in that game, but mm-hmm. I think that they are they're going to have a pretty good offense. I think Hardy's a really good running back. You have a quarterback in Bro Pibula that was really impressive when he got out and ran, and he has a solid arm too. So I'm a little more high on Missouri after seeing them. So I think they take care of business here.
All right. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but South Florida dominated Boise State last weekend. I like Alex Golesh. I think he's a really good coach. He'll be a big time coach very soon. Runs, I mean, you think Jeff Lebby runs tempo. This guy doesn't allow for any time between the ball being spotted and the snap. Florida was obviously dominant. They're a 17.5 point favorite in this game. I'll take the Gators, but maybe it's interesting for a little while.
Yeah, it might be interesting. I think Florida's going to be solid this year, so I'll take them in this game.
All right.
Boise, by the way, in that ball game.
Not good.
How good was Ashton Jeanty? My gosh.
Yeah, I agree with our
Through the
friend Brandon
playoff?
Walker. You need to retroactively give him a
Go ahead and
Heisman.
give him the Heisman
Yeah, I guess give it
from
back to him.
last year.
We'll skip the big game of the weekend. Vanderbilt at Virginia Tech. 6:30 kickoff in Blacksburg. All season long, I was like, all right, Vandy, they're going to bounce back to normal this year, blah, blah, blah. I watched Virginia Tech yesterday against South Carolina. They're awful. I think Vandy's going to go up there and win. I'm taking the Commodores.
Yeah, I was not super high on South Carolina yesterday. I feel like a lot of people were making that game out to be a lot better than it.
I think it was more about how bad Virginia Tech is.
Yeah, I'm taking Vandy in that
All
game,
right.
sure. I think Vandy is kind of settling a little bit. I don't think that was so much a fluke last year.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll take Vandy in this.
All right. And then last but not least, game of the day, College Game Day in Norman, Oklahoma. Number 14, Michigan versus number 8 at number 18, Oklahoma. Oklahoma did not cover week one against Illinois State.
What was the final?
35-3. I mean, you expect more when you're playing an FCS school, when you're Oklahoma. Michigan, week one, easy win for them. Bryce Underwood, sure, looked okay. What was the final score of their game? 34-17 against New Mexico. Neither one of these teams overly impressive in week one. I said all offseason long I was going to take Michigan in this game. I don't think I'm going to change that. I will go with the Wolverines.
They're going to go to Oklahoma and take them down.
This is, Sharon Moore is coaching this game. He's suspended for last week. He's suspended next week, but he's allowed to coach this game.
Isn't
In
that
case you
funny how that
wondered
works?
how big a sham the NCAA is that you can suspend a coach, but you can pick what games he misses.
We'll just
Incredible.
pick. We'll just pick whenever they can go. We'll do it again
Yeah.
for Mississippi State. It'll be for Jeff Lebby, Alcorn State, and Northern Illinois, where
Yeah.
he's suspended. You picked Michigan.
I did. Want to go opposite? Want to finally get some drama this week?
What the heck? Let's say Oklahoma
Up
takes this one.
we go.
Home team. They're pumped up.
Okay. All
We'll go with them.
right, so there it is. We got their first chance for division. I will take the Michigan Wolverines, and Robbie will take the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll see how that pans out for us. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what to do. Get us your questions. We will be happy to answer them. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.